Well, in our first message, we talked to you about shoulda, coulda, woulda. And today we're going to talk about life has an expiration date. And again, we're still talking about procrastination. So we would like for you to join us here and enjoy growing in the Lord, because this really does take growth to take on procrastination and put it aside and get it out of our lives. And probably that'll always be a part of the human element. But I'll tell you, we can ratchet that thing down so that it doesn't control our lives and mess us up. So I'd like to begin by praying here today, because I believe what we're going to give you here will be of great value to your life. Father God, I thank you that today we have the privilege of teaching the biblical principles here, Father God, that will change our lives if we pay attention and apply them. I thank you, Lord, this is as much for us as it is for our listeners and our friends. So I thank you today in Jesus' powerful name for the teaching on procrastination. Amen. Have you ever seen me procrastinate, Barbara?
Yes, I've seen you procrastinate.
On a daily basis.
When it comes to work, yes.
When it comes to work. Well, now, you
when
know.
It comes to exercise, when
now,
it comes...
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, now, hey, boy, your voice raises.
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, I've been doing it every day, you know, that, uh-huh. that what do they call that thing, the
yeah,
total gym?
We've had that total gym for how many years?
I don't know, but it just about wiped me out this morning, I can tell you that.
Well, I'd like to talk about the definition of procrastination.
Before you do that, Barbara, I want to suggest to all of our folks here that you keep a journal, like get a three-ring notebook, if nothing else, but start keeping a journal, and it will be a great help to you in terms of conquering this thing called procrastination. Excuse me for interrupting you.
Well, the word procrastinate means to delay, and it really means to hesitate. And we know that when the Bible talks about those that shrink back and hesitate, and in the last hour we talked about people who had hesitated in the Old Testament, and also scriptures in the New Testament about delaying and putting off into the future that which we could do today. And it also means to delay more important issues for less important, but those less important get in our face, so that we make priorities the situations at hand instead of working on those goals or assignment that God gave to us that are really important.
Now, you said something there. I might ask you to repeat it. Delaying the more important for the less important. Is that what you said?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's right. And you know, we talked also about who are procrastinators. And we talked about dreamers, those who live in fantasy. They're in denial. They're just always talking about tomorrow I'm going to do it. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And they're dreamers, and they need to get a little touch of reality in their lives. And also the fearful, they shrink back from their assignment. They hesitate. They're timid a lot of times. And in one of the translations, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of timidity. And that goes right along with that fearful personality that just doesn't want to try anything, so scared. Also stubborn people.
Well, now, before you go on to that, let's talk about the shrinking back. In Hebrews 10, it talks about that. Don't shrink back. I'll find no pleasure in you if you shrink back. And I'll tell you, God, I think, gets really excited in a bad sort of way toward us when we shrink back and we don't go forward knowing. You know, the other day we talked about who's a part of your we. Mm-hmm. And I think when we say we're going to go for it, that we should include the power of God.
It
and
should
God's
include
presence.
God, yes,
amen.
Absolutely, God himself. Yes, he's our partner. He's our partner in this thing, and I just really pray that those of you who are listening will recognize that God is your partner. You can't do it without him. And then there are the ignorant, who are the procrastinators. They, of a consent of ignorance, they just don't even calculate the cost, and they don't do it. They're ignorant, and they don't want to learn. They just don't want to learn, Darren. It goes along with laziness. Procrastinators are lazy, and I have a phrase I use. A lazy person is always a procrastinator, but a procrastinator is not necessarily lazy. So a lazy person is always a procrastinator. He's always putting it off till tomorrow. He's so lazy, he enjoys lying around. He spends his time sleeping more than anything else, and the Bible talks about those people that sleep too much and that don't do work for their family or provide. And they refuse to be accountable or responsible. And I really like this verse in Ecclesiastes 9:10 that says, whatever your hand finds to do, verily do it with all your might. I love that. And we just really challenge you and encourage you today. If you are without a job, and some of you are, don't depend on the government. Don't get slothful and lazy by just accepting a check from the government every month and thinking that that's what you're going to live on. But whatever your hand finds to do, verily do it with all your might. If you bake pies, good, bake them and take them to restaurants. And you know, if you make clothes, take clothes. If you crochet, do that. If you, what does a guy do? He can do when he's unemployed.
He plays golf.
He plays golf. Well, you know, if you play good golf, go to a golf club and say, do you need somebody who teaches golf? I mean, you know, you can always find something to do.
You know, all over our society, we're looking for the movers and the shakers, the people that can make a decision, have a sense of direction, and get up and go do it. And too often we find people calling us on the telephone, talking to us in the meetings, writing to us, and we say, well, what do you want to do? Well, I don't know, but I sure don't like what I'm doing now. Well, what would, if you didn't do what you're doing now, what would you like to do? Well, and I'm just praying that God will bring something, and that something never comes because they're not definitive. Mm-hmm. God doesn't want us to give him double-minded suggestions and prayer requests. He said, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll honor that.
Yes, that's so true. Praise
and then
God.
If we get that goal out there and go for it, it'll make a big difference to us.
Well, and you know, it's really important. You were talking about Proverbs 7:4 in the last hour, that on a daily basis, I believe this is a scripture that we should all repeat on a daily basis, and that's wisdom, you are my sister, and understanding, you're my intimate friend. You could really call them the dynamic duo. These two things that God has given us, his wisdom and understanding of what we read, of what we see, of what we hear, that's so important in making these goals and establishing a lifestyle that's really good for
now,
ourselves.
You know, Barbara, I've seen some people that were so lackadaisical. If I said to them, now listen, I want you to say this every day. Wisdom, you are my sister. Understanding, you're my intimate friend. Proverbs 7:4. That means you're going to have to inhale. It means you're going to have to formulate words. Now, some of you think, well, Darren, you're just being sarcastic and mean. No, I'm not, because I'll tell you, in the New Testament, that word says, I would rather that you be hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth if you're lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that people that are into procrastination are lukewarm. You don't know if they're hot or cold. You don't know if they have a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people, I like to say, is your heart beating? Do you have a pulse? Do you have any drive? Do you have any desire to better yourself or to change your circumstances? Now, you've got enough breath to complain, but are you willing to draw a line in the sand and get up and go for it?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, I've looked them in the eye, and they're really not. They're going to stay there and stew. And what they're looking for is, how could I somehow get a disability so I don't ever have to work again?
That's right, and I've seen that in the body of Jesus Christ,
amen.
Darren. When we should be so diligent, oh, that nothing deters us from our goals.
You know, I haven't seen very many people on disability that are really very happy.
No, I haven't.
I mean, I haven't. I've seen just, it's like they've lost their grip, the fire's gone out, however you want to say that. They're thrust for life as, well, how can I survive? How can I get another freebie or whatever? Now, I'm not saying that about everybody, but too many people say, if I could just be on disability. In fact, I remember one time a woman called me, and she was listening to the show in the middle of the night in San Francisco. She called me the next day, and she said, oh, Brother Darren, just like your show and whatever. And she said, well, right now I'm at home, and I need some healing, and I can't remember. It's something really simple. And I said, okay, well, how come you're home? Don't you work? Oh, no, I'm on disability. I've got a problem with my back. Now, Brother Darren, don't you pray for my back, because that would ruin my disability. I have to go back to work. And I told her this, and I meant it, and the Holy Spirit gave it to me right on the spot. The devil wants to take you down a decision at a time. Now, I'm not going to pray for you. It's all or nothing. She said, okay, all right, then you can pray for my back. And I prayed for the minor thing, and then I prayed for this back injury. God healed both of them. I never did hear what happened, but I'm sure if they examined her, she'd have to go back to work. But some people say, oh, if I could just have some little thing happen to me and I could get on disability. And we heard it on the radio yesterday. A woman calling into a talk show wanting to have permanent disability.
Yes. Well, that is so tragic, Darren, because God has given us wonderful bodies, and bodies that are really made to work, and muscles to do exercises, and not to lay around. We are not meant to lie around in this world.
Work is a healthy thing.
That's right. Well, this wisdom can take over. If we call wisdom, our sister and understanding our intimate friend, it takes over and puts